Hey, lucky you found this disc. There's so much I've been wanting to tell you. Come on. When I was a very little, Frida, my people explained to me the meaning of life. It was very interesting and not at all what you'd expect. They also explained that we're not allowed to tell. The reason for that is pretty much exactly what you'd expect. It's all that stuff about how everyone has to come to the truth on their own. You can tell someone something, but, you know, they won't believe it unless they find out for themselves. And even if they believe it, they won't really understand it without going through all the stuff they personally have to go through to get to it, personally. Each one, for themselves. It's a lot of stuff. When my people explained this to me, I understood it to be true. But as I lived longer and traveled widely through your world, I noticed how learning happens and how you pick things up one at a time. A word here, an idea there, a piece of music, something you've heard before, but it never meant anything till now. Now, 'cause you're ready, 'cause your own personal experience brought you to this precise moment of hearing. You take it in, and it changes who you are and what you know. It changes everything. This phenomenon is known to 2/3 of the human race as karma, and to the other 1/3 as cognitive transference of affect. No, really. The neat part is, it's the way things work. It's your fate interlocked with everyone and everything else. Immense, interweaving, multicolored clouds of desire and repulsion. They're swirling and seething and cresting and ebbing and attraction and aversion, pulsing through time, infinitely complex puzzle pieces of one thing instead of another, turning left instead of right, saying yes instead of no, looking at him instead of her, catching that plane instead of waiting for a later flight, all unfolding in a akashic kaleidoscope of destiny, a dazzling mosaic, the quantum soup. Then, sometimes, just for a second, the frame shifts and the whirling fragments hesitate. A little gap appears in the fabric. Something different can happen in that moment. Something unexpected. Something that is not what it was going to be. If everything is ready, if your own personal soup of destiny has brought you to this exact moment of hearing, right here, right now, listen. The dance of destiny got you here. The next step is up to you. So, that's how change happens. Of course, it's easier to get a glimpse of all this if you have no pupils in your eyes and can see thought forms. Or if you're like those birds who can see the world from above in ultraviolet, or the animals who can sense the Earth's magnetic field. But still, even humans have the capacity to see this. A lot of very cool people have figured out a number of ways to stop and take a look at how it all works, to see if you can't get a handle on what it is you're a part of. What is this thing we're embedded in? To do this, you must stop and focus your attention. As a Zen master said, don't just do something, sit there. And when you do, the gaps will grow wider, more frequent, more available to you. You'll see how all these puzzle pieces flow along, breathing in and out within you and without you. Choices will multiply. Your life will open up to you like the furry white belly of a playful tiger. Your life, your precious life, the one you're living in order to become conscious, to become awake. You'll begin to notice how change happens with every breath the earth takes. And in time, you'll find your place in that breath, in that moment, in that changing. As Eden Philpott said, the universe is full of magical things, patiently waiting for our wits to grow sharper. And you'll swim like a fish in and the soup would change. Surf City. Life lesson number one. You can change, but you can't change into anything.